First Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's where we'll stop reading. We'll go back to verse 4. And if the Lord will help us for a few minutes, I'd like to preach on an inheritance. And so, it's good to see everybody at church. John was absolutely right. I can certainly preach better, and I can preach better if you pray harder. So pray for me. But I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about inheritance. And you know, we strive to get ahead in life. We'll save, we'll invest, we'll try to put money back. And I've seen it happen on more than one occasion. By the time that death finds us, every penny we ever thought we could have put aside will be gone. Yeah. Medical expenses, the cost of a care facility, you name it. And I'll just give you a little anecdote. My grandparents used to live right down here at the foot of Rankin Hill. My grandpa died in 1977. When he died, he left a brand new car, about 10 acres, and a house that was paid for, and $100,000 in the bank. My grandmother passed on, I guess, around the late 80s, maybe early 90s. She was conservative. She never spent anything. She still had the same car that they had whenever my grandfather passed away. But she spent about 4 years in a nursing home. And by the time they paid all of the expenses and sold the property, she had five children and each of them got $5,000. You see, money doesn't last and it won't make you happy. Even if we could leave our kids $1 million, it'd be gone in the blink of an eye. Yeah. And so what kind of inheritance can we get? Well, let's look at what we inherited from Adam and Eve. You know Adam and Eve. You know that God made Adam, and he caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. And from Adam he took a rib, and from that rib he formed a help meet for Adam. And he called her Eve because she was the mother of all living. They're gone. What did we inherit from them? Well, we inherited sin. God placed them in a place that had never known sin. And he gave them his word. And Satan used God's own words to deceive Eve.
Amen.
Listen. It's not always, and I agree, drugs are bad. Alcohol is bad. I understand that. But you know what's worse? Is somebody that's not in the center of God's will, not living right for him, twisting the scripture to convince you that what they're doing is okay. Now listen, folks. God's word is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
No matter how subtly Satan wants to change it, it's not going to change.
That's
if
right.
I'm guilty, I'm guilty. And if you're guilty, you're guilty. But what did we inherit from Adam and Eve? We inherited sin. And what did that bring? When lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. The graveyard is full. The funeral home is full. The hospitals are full. And it's all because of what we inherited from Adam and Eve.
Right.
It's all because of sin. Sin is to blame for it all. That's what we inherited. You know what else we inherited? And don't misunderstand me. I believe that man was always intended to work. Really, preacher? Yes. Even before Eve partook of the forbidden fruit, man had a purpose. Man had a job in the garden. He was to dress and to keep it. But we read about how after Adam fell, after sin came into the world, that the Lord told Adam that he would earn his bread by the sweat of his brow. He said the ground would bring up thorns and thistles, and that's how his life would be. In other words, full of hardships and full of headaches. So you want to know why you have a hard time along life's way? It's because of what we inherited from Adam and Eve. We inherited sin. And that's what's brought about every heartache, every hardship, every broken heart that we've had where we've lost a loved one. Everything that's caused misery in our lives, we inherited from Adam and Eve. Now you pray on for just a minute. Friend, life is not easy. But living for the Lord is. Amen. If you'll trust Him and you'll live for Him. So you pray for me for just a few minutes. I'd like to preach to you about an inheritance. We inherited sin. We inherited death. We inherited pain. We inherited agony. We inherited betrayal. We inherited... Did you read about Adam and Eve? Did you read about their two boys, Cain and Abel? Jealousy crept in. What we inherit from Adam's family? Jealousy. We inherited envy. We inherited strife. Everything that's caused you aggravation along life's way, we inherited from Adam and Eve and their family. So see, that's what we get. That's what this flesh brings forth. And let's just take a look at some folks that wanted to inherit something. You remember the prodigal son? You remember him? Amen. He said, give me the portion of good. He talked to his father. He said, give me the portion of goods that I'm due, that I'm owed. Let me tell you what we're owed. We're owed hell. That's what we deserve. That's what, if we are going to be given anything, an eternity of burning in hell is what we deserve. Amen. We didn't deserve anything. And Lord, help me for just a few minutes. And so the father went ahead and he gave him the portion that fell to him. He had two sons. Now, I don't know if he divided it evenly. Jewish law says that the eldest son will receive two parts and every son after that one part. I don't know how he divided it. But he gave him the portion that fell to him. Listen, you young people, you've been raised to fear the Lord. You've been raised and blessed to be a part of a church that has the power of God. Hey, man, elder folks. Amen. Isn't that a privilege? Yeah. Isn't that an honor? Yeah. Isn't that something to be treasured? Amen. To be raised in a church where the power of God falls. Where the tears flow, where prayers are answered, where people are saved. That is a privilege and an honor. And I appreciate what John said this morning, that he was privileged to walk through the door of Dutch Bottoms Baptist Church one more time. We're blessed to get together again one more time. Aren't you glad that David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. We don't need to take it for granted. Oh, right here, Miss Gregg had to miss several services. She was sick. I'm sure she counts it a privilege to be back among God's people. Let me tell you something, folks. It's not everywhere that we can feel what we feel when we gather together at the house of God. Amen. So we ought to say, thank you, Lord, for the inheritance you've given me to be a small part of your family.
Amen. Come on.
The prodigal said, just give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. You know what he did. I'm not going to go all through it. It said he went out and wasted everything he had had been given. He wasted it on riotous living. Satan says, party it up. Satan says, just take what you got and spend it with your friends and have a good old time. And you know what the prodigal found when all his money was gone? You know what the prodigal found when he was found himself down there in the hog pen, in the muck and the mire? He found all those friends, all those good time party people were gone. Listen, men will leave you, women will leave you. God will never leave you. And I don't care how far away you've gotten from the Lord. I don't care how deep you are in the muck and the mire. There's always, thank you, Lord. There's always a place for you down at the Father's house.
Amen. 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 Come on.
Amen.
Bless you.
Just give me what I deserve. Amen. If we got what we deserve, we'd be burned.
Amen.
For it's by his mercies that we are not consumed.
Amen.
Bless you. Oh.
Help him, Lord.
Trying to hurry.
Bless
you. Help him, Lord.
You know what he did. He said, I will arise, I'll go to my father's house, and I'll say, I'm not worthy to be your son, just make me as one of your hired servants. And you know what happened. The father had been looking for him. He's looking for you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Come on.
He's looking for you.
Amen.
Well, it's been years since I've sat in the pew of Dutch Bottoms Baptist Church. We've still got a few seats left.
Amen.
Come on down. There's something good going on here.
Amen.
He's looking for you. He saw him coming a long way off. The boy was still filthy. He'd been in the hog pen. You ever been around the hogs? They don't smell good. Ever been around the hogs? They like to waller in the mud. This boy was filthy, stinky, dirty, nasty. He hadn't had time to try to clean himself up. And I don't think it would have done any good if he would have tried. You may have tried to do better. You may have tried to let go. You may have tried to fix things on your own. The only way you'll ever get that stench off of you, the only way you'll ever get rid of that sin in your life is to go back down to the Father's house. Oh, he saw him coming a long way off. Guess what? The thought might not have even crossed your mind to go back down to the Father's house. But when you do, he's more than ready. He's made preparations and he's ready for you to give you something you can't get anywhere else.
Amen.
To let you share in an inheritance that's forever and eternal. Oh, that boy had already spent his part. What did he have left? Well, let's see. He went down there and the father said, bring forth the best robe that I've got and put it on him, and bring a new pair of shoes and put on his feet, and bring the ring and put on his finger. Let us kill the fatted calf and be buried, for my son that was lost has been found. Did he deserve any of that? No, he'd already spent all of his portion. There was none of his portion left. So you know what he lived the rest of his life on down at the Father's house? He lived it on grace and mercy. Oh, you know how I'm living today? I'm not living because I've earned anything. I'm not living down here because I'm due anything. If I get anything, it's by his grace and by his mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, preacher.
Yeah. Oh, friend. An inheritance. Let me preach on too.
Bless him.
I used to do adjunct classes at Tusculum. Now, these are 22, 24, 30-year-olds. And I mentioned these two out of the Bible. Their names were Jacob and Esau. And nobody in the class knew who I was talking about. Now, that's a scary thought. That's a scary thought. That's where we're living today. I love a good shouting service.
Amen.
I love for the power of God to come by and just bless the whole church.
Amen.
But you may be like I am. I'm not always on the mountaintop, are you?
Right.
And sometimes we just have to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
So until we do, your children need to be taught out of the King James Version Bible.
Amen.
They need to know who Moses is and what he did.
Yeah.
They need to know about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
They need to know about Elijah and Elisha. Amen. They need to know about Jacob and Esau. And here were Jacob and Esau, and they were Isaac's boys. And Esau was the eldest. They were twins, but Esau was born first. And so he was due an inheritance. And he came in one day, and Esau was a hunter. And Jacob was a tiller of the land, you might say. And Jacob had made something to eat. He had some pottage. And Esau hadn't had any luck that day. And he was hungry. And he was about to die of hunger. And he said, give me some of that pottage so that I shall live and not die. And Jacob said, sell me your birthright. And Esau said, what good is it going to do me if I die this day? If I don't make it another day, it's not going to do me any good. And so he agreed with Jacob and sold his birthright so that he, for just a little bit of pottage, so that he could survive. Now let me tell you something today. There's a lot of folks that are selling their inheritance. They're selling their birthright. Let me just preach this to you. Did you know God does not play favorites? He has got the same inheritance for me that he does you.
Amen.
And he's got the same amount of inheritance for me and you that he does this fella. And for this fella and for this person and for that lady and for that lady. God is equal. He loves all his children the same. And I don't care if you've never met him. He's got an inheritance waiting for you. Oh, friend. You know what we did? Let's go back to verse 4 for just a minute. Let's read that. It says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You know what we did with our inheritance that God started with Adam and Eve with? We corrupted it.
Come on.
We corrupted it. He gave Adam and Eve a perfect spot, and they gave in to sin and caused them to be kicked out of that perfect place. Sin corrupted what was perfection. Let's go on down. So God made a way. He gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And you keep these ten simple rules and you'll be all right. Well, men couldn't do that. So God made a way so that men could make intercession and you could be redeemed. You just bring your sacrifice. Pick out the best that you've got, and you bring it down to the priest, and it's roasted with fire, and the priest takes the blood of the sacrifice, and he sprinkles it across the mercy seat, and you can get forgiveness of your sin until the same time the next year. Well, you know what men did to that process? They corrupted it. The priest wouldn't live right. Read about Hophni and Phinehas and how they corrupted the priesthood. Read about their dad Eli, who chose to look the other way rather than telling them they needed to get right. I don't care whose child it is, boy or girl, when they're going against the law of God, they're wrong, and God's word is right.
Amen. Come on, Brittany. Bless
him,
Lord.
Man corrupted it. Man defiled it. That's all Old Testament, preacher. Let's go to the New Testament. Let's just go there. Did you read the scripture about Jesus going into the temple? Who was in the temple? Was it people on their knees praising and worshiping the Lord? No.
Come on, preacher.
The money changers were there. You know what they did? And listen, we could snarl our nose at the money changers. They were making a living. We might as well look just as poorly on the folks that were buying what they had to sell.
Amen.
Because you know what they were doing?
Yeah.
Rather than bringing the best they had, they were buying these turtle doves to offer as their sacrifice. What investment had they had in those? Had they grown those turtle doves? Had they fed them day after day? Had they nurtured them? Had they cared for them? Did they have anything invested in them at all? Why, no. They just wanted an excuse to say, here's mine, now forgive me. Listen, a half-hearted repentance will not work.
Amen.
You'll have to bring. You'll have to get personal about it.
Amen.
You'll have to bring everything you've got to the Lord. And you'll have to bring your best. And Bobby Reed's got cows. Some of the rest of you have farms and things like that. Don't come bragging, you bull in here.
Right.
Don't come bragging your heifer in here.
Amen. Come on,
he don't
man.
Want that.
No.
You know what he does want?
Amen.
All.
Amen.
All your heart,
amen.
Soul, mind, and strength.
Amen.
If you give him all you got, we take up an offering.
Listen,
and I'm going to give you a flower, Dutch Bottoms. I have visited around. I have seen. You all give. When the offering plate is passed, you all give. That is wonderful. And let me just say this. I believe if you give to the Lord, you'll never miss it.
Amen.
I believe Amen. He'll bless you for giving.
Yeah. Amen.
As a matter of fact, let me give you a scripture. You don't have to believe me. Believe God's word. You know what God said? It is more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Amen.
Have you ever done something for somebody and you could just tell the smile on their face, it just pleased them to no end? Well, didn't you feel good about that?
Amen.
I've wasted more than I've given, I'm ashamed to say. Oh, but the few times the Lord has allowed me to give, He's blessed me for doing so. I have seen Dutch Bottoms. You are a church that believes in giving to the point of it being three or fourfold what other churches give. Can you believe that? Now, just because I've said that, don't put that money back in your pocket. We've still got to pay the lights.
Amen.
We've still got to pay our bills. We've still got friends and family that need our help.
Amen.
And I believe this, if we'll use what God has given us, He'll bless us.
Amen.
He'll give us more of His Spirit.
Amen.
He'll give us more of our family. He'll give us a greater place to worship. I believe God takes care of His family. Now you
Amen.
Pray on for just a few minutes. Esau sold his birthright. We've got people throwing theirs away every day.
Yeah.
My people and your people. There's a place we read about in the book of life for every soul that's ever been born. You want to know the sad part about the book of life? Yes, there's a place for every soul that's ever been born. Yes, there's a place for my name and your name to be recorded. You want to know the sad part about the book of life? There's a lot of blank pages in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blank spaces where men have a space, but their name has never been recorded.
Amen.
We see on the TV all the time, unclaimed inheritance. And you call a number and the state can look up your name and see if you're owed anything or do anything. God's got a whole book. And men are too lazy.
Amen.
And men are too stubborn to hit their knees and beg and plead
yeah.
for their inheritance.
Amen. Amen. Come on, briefly. Bless the Lord.
Uncorruptible. undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Give me about 10 minutes and I'll be done.
Bless him, Lord.
When I got on my knees as a little 8-year-old boy, you remember when you got saved?
Amen.
And you may have done differently than I did, and if you did, that's okay. But whenever I hit my knees, the thought of heaven never crossed my mind. I knew about heaven just like I knew about hell. I had sung the little songs. I had heard the Sunday school teacher talk about heaven and talk about hell. And thank God I had heard the preacher preach about heaven and preach about hell.
Amen. Come on.
But when I got down to pray and I was lost, and I knew if I didn't wake up that I would go to that awful place called hell, the thought of heaven never crossed my mind. I just didn't want to go to hell.
That's
right. I did not want to burn. But that night on that altar, on that little half bed, and I said, Jesus, please save me. When the fear and the guilt of sin left me, and I felt better on the inside, I felt good. I went down feeling bad and I got up feeling good.
Amen.
Did you do that?
Amen.
Oh, I was too dumb to know. But I got an inheritance that night. I inherited a home in heaven. I inherited a best friend, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I inherited peace that passeth all understanding. So, a little tragedy comes my way and you can't understand why I can still wear a smile.
Amen.
It's because of my inheritance.
Amen.
It's because of that peace that's in my heart.
Amen.
I inherited a love.
Amen.
A love. I've had people despise me. I've had people that absolutely didn't like me, but you know what? I might not like their ways, but I like them. I love them. Well, I won't if you don't.
Amen.
If you can't love your brother,
Amen.
Whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you've not seen?
Amen. Come on. Bless you.
He's just, somebody said it. He's just too big. He consumes me. He's bigger than I am. His ways are higher than my ways. And his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And when the old flesh would have written somebody off, God can say, wait a minute. You need them. Wait a minute. You can love them too. An inheritance. I inherited a family.
Amen.
I became a part of the church.
Amen.
Of the living God.
Amen.
And let me say this. She's had her critics. She's been beaten on. And I'm just going to tell you how it affects me personally. It may not even be my church. But when people are critical of other folks that are honestly trying to lift up the name of the Lord,
Amen.
I get a little angry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And it just gets under my skin.
Yeah.
Even though I may not agree with everything theologically that they advocate,
yeah.
If they've got the same Savior,
Amen.
Let me just give you some scripture. One of the disciples came to Jesus. He said, they're over here talking about the Lord, but they're not like us. And I can't quote that exactly, so you go look it up.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, let them alone.
Yeah.
He said, if it be of God, nothing can stop it.
Amen.
Nothing can hinder
Amen.
It. And if it's not of God, it'll come tonight.
Amen.
And in the meantime, what's left for me to do is just love those folks.
Amen.
Just be good to them.
Amen.
Show them the love of God.
Amen.
I like the song, don't you? The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. That was me one time, a long time ago. Oh, love of God, how great and pure. Aren't you glad? That's the kind of love that I inherited.
Amen. Amen. Come on,
preacher. I want to see the streets of gold. I want to put my hand on the gate of pearl. I want to take a look at the walls. No, I don't. I want to see Jesus.
Amen.
I inherited a Savior.
Amen. Thank you.
You want to know what kind of inheritance I got? I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ the righteous.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I received an inheritance.
Thanks.
Bless you.
Bless
you.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Bless the Lord.
Incorruptible. As long as we're in this flesh, we can be corrupted. You remember Tammy's first cousin I've been requesting prayer for. She has had all kinds of pills, treatment, therapy, two or three different kinds of chemo, I believe. And you know what they told her this week? The cancer that's on her spine has eaten completely through her skin. See, the best we can do, this flesh is corruptible. The best we can do, we can be defiled.
Amen.
The best we can hope for, work for, try our best, in just a few days can fade away. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. If you want something that's eternal, but the word of God will stand forever.
Right.
All right. Where's this inheritance at, preacher? Reserved in heaven for you. How about this song? Won't we have a good time up in heaven? You know that song? We don't sing that one much. It's in one of the books. How about this one? What a day that will be. You know that one, don't you? Oh, friend. Why are you looking forward to that day? Because you're going to receive your inheritance.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
Bless you.
Friend. You may go to a big gathering here. There'll never be a gathering like that one.
That's right.
A number no man can number.
Amen.
A number that will sing a song the angels can't sing. A number that'll be robed in white and pure, washed in the blood of the Lamb. A number that will know only love. They won't know any sin, any death, any pain, any heartache. And the best part about it is I get to be a part of it.
Amen.
That's part of my inheritance.
Amen.
Want to talk about inheritance? I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself that where I am, there you may be also. And I know he doesn't know the name Mike Strange. I know he doesn't know the name John Dyke. But it doesn't matter. He knows what he calls me. And I know what he calls me. And when he calls your name and says, come on up, there's nothing, and even death can't stop me. Satan can't stop me. When he calls our name, we'll rise to meet him in the air. You want to know something else I've inherited? You might not think much of it. I'm going to take a ride on the cloud one day after a while.
Amen.
Are you? Or have you sold out? Have you sold that birthright? Have you sold out? Now listen. Let's just finish this story of Jacob and Esau off. When it came down time for old dad to die, for Isaac to die, guess who received the blessing? Jacob did. Now, Esau had sold his birthright, hadn't he? Was he upset because Jacob had received the blessing and he hadn't? Yes, he was. Friend, you may not think much of salvation at this point in your life. You may not think you need it. You may think that there's other priorities that are more important. There will be a day when you will regret it.
Amen.
There will be a day when you will wish that you had claimed your inheritance.
Amen.
When you open your eyes in hell and the flames are burning and the gnashing of teeth is eating you alive and that screaming and you're shoulder to shoulder and breast to breast and back to back and you're in darkness for eternity and there's not a place to set your foot because it's a bottomless pit that you just fall forever and ever and ever, you'll wish you claimed your inheritance.
Amen.
You'll wish that you would try Jesus.
True.
You see, the sad part of it is, just like I said a minute ago, salvation is free.
Amen.
Everybody has an inheritance. All you got to do is claim it.
That's it.
I made reference just a minute ago. We see the state of Tennessee run ads all the time. You may have unclaimed money, unclaimed funds. All you've got to do is call. Well, most of us don't have anything. But I don't know. They could have $1 million laying down there for me, and if I don't call, I don't know. The Lord's got something worth far more than that.
Amen.
And if you don't ever call on him, you'll never know until you lift your eyes in hell.
That's it.
Friend, oh, I'd love to be rich. Okay.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'd love to inherit a mansion. Okay.
There you go. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd love to have everything I need in life. Okay.
Are you
good? All you've got to do is ask Jesus to be your Savior.
Amen.
It's that simple. Salvation is not hard. It's not complicated. How do you know, preacher? Okay. And a new way shall there be. And a highway. And it'll be set up such that a man, though he be a wayfaring fool, shall not err. You can't make a mistake trying to get to it. Shall not err therein. It's easy to be saved. You just have to want it. If you want it and you ask for it, God will give it to you. It's that simple. It can't be, preacher. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Thank you.
If you want it more than anything and you ask for it, Jesus will save.
Amen.
You can have this inheritance that I preached to you about this morning.
Yes.
or you go into hell without it. The choice is yours. God doesn't send anybody to hell. Did you know that?
No.
You don't go there and just burn out.
It's not a party.
That's right.
It is agony for eternity.
That's right.
And the sad part is, everybody that's there chose to go.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I'll just sit still. You're going to forgive me here for just a minute, aren't you? Preacher, I'll just sit still and the service will be over and I'll ease out the door and I'll be all right. No, you won't. You will not be all right because death will find you. You ever know? Let me ask you a simple question. We pulled into the parking lot yesterday, me and my wife. And there was a family gathered right out here. It was Doris's daughter's family. We buried her not long ago. She had cancer. It was her birthday. And they all gathered in at the graveyard to release balloons for her birthday. They loved that woman. She was a mother. She was a daughter. She was a wife. They loved her. But no matter how much love they had, you know what found her? Death.
Amen.
Have you ever known anybody that didn't die? I mean, they might have got better from an illness, but eventually we all die. We all die.
Yeah.
And where you go from there depends on whether or not you ask Jesus to save you. I don't have to approve of it. I don't. I don't have to say, yes, you're saved or no, you're not. I can't do that.
No.
It's up to you. It's your choice if you're saved. Here's you a Bible verse. Let every man, woman, boy, or girl work out their own salvation with fear and less trembling. What's the fear about, preacher? It's the fear of dying and going to hell. And if that bothers you, you need to be saved. That's all there is. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to understand the process. You don't have to understand why. You just have to believe that God can and He will.
Amen.
It's that simple.
Yep. Amen.
I wish you would quit talking about that. It makes me uncomfortable. Good.
Yeah.
Because the only way you're going to get out of danger is to ask Jesus to save you.
Amen.
You're in a church where everybody loves you.
Amen.
And you know that. You're in a place where everybody knows loves you, and you know it. The only way that you're going to escape hell is to ask Jesus to save you.
That's it.
I know it's a little late. Grady, can you just come play one verse of a song? Maybe Just As I Am or Amazing Grace or whatever's on your heart. Used to go to church with a lady and she sung a song, "Look What I've Traded for a Mansion." Most of us are never going to live in one down here, but we can up there.
Amen.
If you ask Jesus to save you, He will. While Grady plays this verse, why don't you come and ask the Lord to save you? If you've wasted your substance like the prodigal did, and you'd like to follow God's mercy and grace, you can do that this morning too. You don't have to be a stranger and an alien away from Him. You can come back to Him today if you'll call on Him. Hear my humble cry. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is His ear heavy that it cannot hear. He's waiting on you. He's done all there is to do for you to be saved. You need to do your part. You need to trust Him and ask Him to be your Savior. Friend, don't leave this life without at least asking. Don't leave this life without at least one time falling on your knees and saying, "Jesus, save me." I'm telling you, He will do the saving if you'll trust Him. Dutch Bottoms, would you like to see somebody saved this morning? Everybody would. Everybody would like to see you saved if you'll just ask him. Preacher, I'm just not the public type. That's okay. I was saved in my bedroom, just me and mom and dad. See, it really don't matter where you're at. It don't matter who's around you. All that matters is that you and the Lord work out your salvation. And that just comes by wanting it more than anything and asking him to save you. Hear my humble cry. He's listening. Are you calling? I could ask this question. Do you want to go to heaven? Everybody would say yes, wouldn't they? Well, everybody would. But I'm going to ask this question. Are you saved? If you can't answer yes to that question, then you need to make a move. You need to ask Jesus to save you. I'm not here to pull you. I'm not here. I can't make you be saved. Mom and Dad can't make you be saved. Grandma and Grandpa can't make you be saved. Only you can ask. That's the only prayer that matters, is your prayer to the Lord. Just asking Jesus to save you will be the best thing you've ever done in your life. I promise you. High school graduation won't mean nothing beside eternal salvation. Seeing a foreign land and the beauty of nature won't mean anything compared to the day that Jesus saves your soul. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, and it will be you too when you try it. Jesus will save you if you'll ask. Amen. Somebody have a word on your heart. Appreciate everybody that's come out. Dawn, we got training union tonight at 5. Everybody come out and be with her and have a good time. Service tonight at 6. Pray for my son and his family, if you don't mind. They're on the road to North Dakota. Pray for us this week. We've got a little procedure going on Thursday. I know the Lord will take care of us. I'm not worried about that. But I certainly appreciate your prayers. Pray for the service tonight. Pray for the service Sunday morning. We got a visiting preacher coming, and he's going to preach God's word to you. First Sunday in May, Brother Brian Shetley will be here to preach to us. It's been a long time since he's been here. He came and preached Sunday to us when I first came to Dutch Bottoms. He's a good preacher, and you'll enjoy it. But I'm going to tell you this. The first thing we need to do is obey God. I don't care if I invited Billy Graham to come in. If we didn't obey God, you'd make it hard on the preacher. Amen. Obey the Lord. Do what he'd have you to do. Why? Because we've got sinners that need an inheritance. Amen. Just pray much. You're at liberty until tonight.